بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حج التمتع. Since some of the rituals of the pilgrimage are obligatory on certain days, it is the duty of the pilgrim to investigate the sighting of the moon for the month of Dhul-Hijjah so that he or she can perform the rituals at the correct times. There are 13 obligations in Hajj at-Tamattu. The first obligation is Ihram. The best time for wearing Ihram for Hajj at-Tamattu is on the day of Tarwiyah, which is the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, at noon time. It is obligatory to wear ihram from Makkah. The best place for it is the Holy Mosque itself, and it is recommended to wear the ihram after reciting 2 rakat prayers at Maqam Ibrahim or Hijr Ismail. The rules concerning the procedures, obligations, and prohibitions in the state of ihram apply to both the ihram for Umrah and Hajj, and the only difference between them is the niyyah or intention. The niyyah would be, I am wearing ihram for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hijjatul Islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. As a matter of caution, one must not make an optional tawaf after wearing the ihram for Hajj and before departing from Makkah. And if one does so, one must, as a matter of caution, renew the talbiyah after tawaf. The recommended acts in ihram. Whatever has been stated earlier in respect of the recommended acts in the state of ihram during Umrah apply equally to the state of ihram in Hajj. When one has worn the ihram for Hajj and departed from Makkah, one must recite the talbiyah on the way but in a low voice until one reaches Abta, when it should be recited aloud. The stop or wukuf at Arafat. This is the second obligation in Hajj at-Tamattu. The requirement is the presence in Arafat, regardless of whether the pilgrim is riding, walking, sitting, or moving. As a matter of caution, the stop at Arafat should be from the beginning of noon on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah until sunset. The stop there for this period is obligatory, and whoever omits to do so commits a sin, but it is not one of the fundamentals of Hajj, meaning that if one omits to stay there for a portion of the required time, one's Hajj is not invalidated. However, if one deliberately omits to stop there altogether, the Hajj is invalidated. Presence there is one of the fundamentals, not the stop throughout the period. The intention at Arafat would be, I stop at Arafat for Hajj at-Tamattu for Hijjatul Islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. The conditions of the stop at Arafat. One must stop at Arafat consciously so that sleeping or being unconscious throughout the period will not count as a valid stop. However, if the pilgrim was conscious at the beginning of the stop and subsequently slept or became unconscious, the stop will not be affected. If the pilgrim forgets to stop at Arafat or omits to do so out of ignorance or for any other cause, it is obligatory on him to stop there for a portion of the eve of Eid and his Hajj will be valid. The conditions of the stop at Arafat. 1. One must stop at Arafat consciously so that sleeping or being unconscious throughout the period will not count as a valid stop. However, if the pilgrim was conscious at the beginning of the stop and subsequently slept or became unconscious, the stop will not be affected. 2. If a pilgrim forgets to stop at Arafat or omits to do so out of ignorance or for any other cause, it is obligatory on him to stop there for a portion of the eve of Eid and his Hajj will be valid. If he fails to stop there at all, his Hajj will be invalid. This rule applies when he can catch up with the stop at Muzdalifah before sunrise. But if he is unaware about reaching Muzdalifah before sunrise, he must stop at Arafat only and his Hajj is valid. And 3. It is forbidden to depart from Arafat knowingly and deliberately before Maghrib. If a pilgrim, out of ignorance of the rule or forgetfulness, departs before Maghrib, it is obligatory or wajib on him to return there on remembering or learning the rule. Otherwise, as a matter of caution, he will have to pay a penalty. The recommended acts at Arafat. A number of matters have been recommended during the stop at Arafat, including A. cleanliness or tahara during the entire stop. B. Ghusl at noontime. C. Continuous supplication and remembrance of Allah. D. Staying on the flat land to the left of the mountain. E. Joining the two prayers of Dhuhr and Asr with one adhan and two iqamas at the commencement of Dhuhr time. And F. Recitation of supplications, and the most excellent of them are the supplications of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. The stop or wukuf at Muzdalifah. The third obligation in Hajj at-Tamattu is the stop at Muzdalifah, which is also known as Mash'arul Haram. The limits within which the stop is obligatory are from Ma'azmain to Hiyadh and Wadi Muhassar. If because of overcrowding and limited time it is not possible to be within these limits, one can climb to Ma'azmain. When the pilgrim departs from Arafat, he must, as a matter of caution, spend the night in Muzdalifah until sunrise. It is obligatory to stop at Muzdalifah from dawn to sunrise on the day of Eid, but the stop throughout the period is not one of the fundamentals of Hajj. The niyyah or intention should be, I stop at Muzdalifah for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hijjatul Islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. Conditions of the stop at Muzdalifah. 1. The stop at Muzdalifah must be in the state of consciousness as stated for the stop of Arafat. 2. If a person does not stop at Muzdalifah between dawn and sunrise, his Hajj will be invalid. The exception are ladies, children, those in fear, the weak, the old, and the sick. It is permissible for them to spend the night, meaning the night of Eid, at Muzdalifah and proceed to Mina before dawn. And 3. If a person forgets the stop at Muzdalifah or is for some reason unable to remain here between dawn and sunrise, he must do so for a period between sunrise and noon on the day of Eid. If he omits to do so altogether, his Hajj is invalid. The recommended acts to perform at Muzdalifah. There are many recommended acts to be observed in Muzdalifah, some of which are 1. To proceed from Arafat with serenity and seriousness, seeking forgiveness from Almighty Allah. 2. To move steadily. 3. To delay the praying of Maghrib and Isha prayers until reaching Muzdalifah and to combine their recitation with one adhan and two iqamas, even though a third of the night has passed. 4. To descend into the valley on the road to the right near the Mash'ar, and it is recommended to be on foot for those on their first pilgrimage. 5. To remain awake during the night in prayers and supplications. 6. To remain in cleanliness or tahara, to say prayers, praise Allah, remember Him and His greatness as much as possible, and send blessings or salawat on the Prophet and his family, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. And 7. To collect 70 pebbles in Muzdalifah for the throwing at Jamarat.